talking back to talk to me with the coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road today, taking you youngsters behind the scenes, and we got the man, Max Scherzer. Did I get it right?
Yeah, Max Scherzer.
All right. How we doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Just fine. And we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
I've always told kids the biggest and the quickest way to the big leagues is pitching.
That's one way.
So how does this thing work out for you?
You know, pitching's tough. You might think it's an easy path to the big leagues, but it's really tough to get here. Pitching's the same. It looks the same no matter what level you are at. You have to throw strikes. You have to throw strikes repeatedly, and you got to keep throwing strikes. One thing I had my hang on is that, first pitch strikes. Mm-hmm. I'm always attacking the hitters. I'm always working ahead in the counts. That I'm going to be in a 1-2 count versus a 2-1 count. When you buy into that approach, that you're relentlessly going to be ahead of the hitter, that's when you start seeing a lot of success. And then obviously you get to the next level, then you got to start using more pitches to be able to get and have that. So that's my philosophy on how I go about my business.
Well, you know, you're saying pitching tough, but, you know, I'm looking back and you took that hardware home now. It's like, yo, couldn't be that tough for you anyway.
That's tough. That hardware is hard to come by. There's so many great arms in this game, and, it's really fun to sit here on the bench and watch everybody else pitch just because of what everybody else is able to accomplish. So for me to be able to take home that award, I'm so humble and blessed because I know how many so many great arms are in this league.
How much of an honor was it for you?
Oh, so much. You do something like that where you're able to win a Cy Young, and first and foremost I got to thank my teammates. I was 21-3, and a lot of reasons because of them.
21-3, okay, go ahead, brag a little bit.
21-3, I'm telling you, that was my personal record, but that was because of my teammates. And they fought every day I came to the yard, and they played so hard behind me and played such great defense that I really got to give them a ton of credit for what they were able to do. I just went out there and did my job, and we were able to have a great season together, and I was able to take home some hardware. So by winning that what it meant to me is, there's a part of history, and you look back at the history of game, arms that won that award. You're talking Sandy Koufax, you're talking some of these greatest players that have ever played the game, and it's real humbling to win an award that's what some of those guys achieved.
So that puts you in that elite club, huh?
To have my name mentioned among some of the greats today, and obviously with some of the others who have won the Cy Young Award, it's such an honor to me. I'm so humbled by it. It hasn't changed me one bit because I go out there and do the same thing, but man, is it awesome.
So I'm going to stop this interview and get your autograph. I'm making that with a big shot. When I coached high school and college baseball, I always emphasize to my pitchers there's a difference in a pitcher and a pitcher. You go out there and just take control of a ball game. Or let me rephrase that. A pitcher, somebody, as a coach, you sit on the bench and you sweat bricks and hope you win a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
A pitcher is somebody you put on the mound and you know you're going to be in the ball game no matter what.
Yeah, I think a thrower versus a pitcher. That's somebody who throws they don't have an idea, they don't have a plan. They can really maybe only throw a fastball. Mm-hmm. A pitcher is somebody who can pitch with multiple pitches, can change speeds, can do things differently, can locate, can put the ball in the zone when they need to, and they can also put the ball out of the zone when they need to, especially in, two strike counts. So there's so much, pitching's an art.
Yeah.
And that's when you see pitching at its greatest, when you see somebody you can really paint art out there.
And you got to have that mindset, a different mindset from a high school pitcher to a college pitcher to a professional pitcher. How did you develop yourself into those different stages?
Really the mindset's always been the same, and that's always been a high adrenaline. I've always been a high adrenaline pitcher. I'm always carrying that energy around and wanting to be aggressive, and it was just refining it and knowing what I needed to refine it towards and what I need to be focusing on so that I can pitch my best. And that's the refinement from the high school to the college to the minors to the pros, is just refining on what I need to focus on and what I need to be, what my game plan needs to be every time I go out there. So for me, that's one of the things that I've learned over the years.
Let me ask you these last two questions. I don't want to hold you too long. When you think about this game and the steps that you had to get to this game, what would you give in exchange for this opportunity?
What would
you give in exchange for this opportunity to be a professional baseball?
Oh man, this is the greatest job in the world. this is my dream. This is absolutely my dream. Even when I was a little kid, I said I want to grow up and be a pitcher in the major leagues. You know, I want to play. Actually, I want to be shortstop. I loved Ozzie Smith. I
want
to be.
You wanted to hit. That's what it was.
I grew up. I loved Ozzie Smith. He was my favorite player. So I want to be like Ozzie. That was my dream. But you know, I guess I'll have to settle for this pitching gig that I got going on, where you know, I get to go out and face the best teams in the league.
And win 20 games, 20 plus games.
Win 20 games, yes, that's a major feat, and you know, I can only do that here in Detroit.
All right, let me take you back to that very first time you walked in the locker room and saw your uniform hanging up as you got the call. What was that feeling like?
Oh, there's just absolutely nothing like it. It was in San Diego.
You remember the date and time, huh?
I think it was around April 25th. Uh-oh. So we're really close to my seventh year birthday in the bigs.
Okay.
And I remember I flew in that morning. We had, it was like, I think it was a Saturday because we had like a 4 o'clock game. And I got to the park, and there it is. And you see my jersey, number 39. You know, with the I was dying back at that point. You know, 39 jersey on the back right there. And my first game I got to watch, I was Brandon Webb versus Jake Peavy. They finished 1-2 in the Cy Young. I always say that's one of my best pitching matchups I've ever seen in the big leagues. My first day. So, I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Did you pinch yourself?
I didn't pitch in that first game. I debuted a few days later.
Coach, tell you y'all just behind the scenes with the man, Max Scherzer. Did I get it right?
Max
Coach
Scherzer. Gooden. There we go.
Coach Gooden butchered names. Y'all know that. All right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. Thank you.